The village was not, in fact, being held up by repulsor lifts, nor with unipods, tractor anchor lines, or any other clever scheme of modern technology, which made it all the more sobering for Leia to realize that the Wookiee's method was, in its own way, more sophisticated than any of them. The village was held up by branches.
It was a great task, a village of this size to build,
Rara told her, waving a massive hand upward at the latticework above them.
Many of the branches at the level desired were removed. Those which remained then grew stronger and faster.
It looks almost like a giant spider web, Leia commented, peering from the lift card at the underside of the village and trying not to think about the kilometers of empty space directly beneath them.
How did you mesh them together like that?
We did not. Through their own growth, they are a unity.
Leia blinked. Excuse me?
They have grown together,
Rara explained.
When two rosar branches meet, they grow into one. Together, then they sprout new branches in all directions.
He growled something under his breath, a word or phrase for which Leia had no translation.
It is a living reminder of the unity and strength of the Wookiee people,
he added almost to himself. Leia nodded silently. It was also, she realized, a strong indication that all the Rosher trees in this bunch were a single giant plant, with a unified, or at least an intermixed, root system. Did the Wookiees realize that? Or had their obvious reverence for the trees forbidden such thinking and research? Not that curiosity would help them all that much in this case. Dropping her gaze, she peered down into the hazy dimness beneath the lift car. Somewhere down there were the shorter Rochers, and hundreds of other types of trees that made up the vast jungles of Kashyyyk. Several different arboreal ecosystems were reputed to exist in the jungle, arranged in roughly horizontal layers descending toward the ground, each layer more deadly than the one above. She didn't know whether the Wookiees had ever even made it all the way down to the surface. It was for sure that no one who had would have taken the time for leisurely botanical studies.
They are called Krois,
Rara said. Leia blinked at the odd non sequitur, but even as she opened her mouth to ask what he was talking about, she spotted the double wedge of birds flying swiftly through the sky beneath them.
Those birds? She asked.
Yes, once they were a prize food to the Wookiee people. Now even the poor may eat them.
He pointed toward the edge of the village above them, to the haze of light coming from the searchlights she'd seen during their approach.
Krois will come to those lights, he explained. Hunters there await them.
Leia nodded, understanding. She'd seen visual lures of varying degrees of sophistication used to attract food animals on other worlds.
Don't all those clouds interfere with their effectiveness, though?
Through the clouds they work best,
Rara said.
The clouds spread the light. A Krois will see it from great distances and come.
As he spoke, the double wedge of birds banked sharply, climbing toward the clouds overhead and the lights playing against them.
Even so, you see, tonight we shall perhaps dine on one of them.
I'd like that, she said. I remember Chewie saying once they were delicious.
Then we must return to the village,
Rara said, touching the lift car's control. With a creak of the cable, it started upward.
We had hoped to shelter you in one of the more luxurious homes,
he commented as they started upward.
But Chewbacca would not allow it.